जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद श्री वेंकटेश अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। समावेद भक्त वृंद की जय। नितय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Narayanam namaskritya Naranceva narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistuki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We'll be reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Texts 14, 15 and 16 as well. Try to read this in Govindam prayers meter. Hopefully, it's not too complicated for me also. Tadya chamanyum asurascha hatastvaya dya. Oops. Oh, I am sorry. I was told it's 14 through 16 today, so I'm sorry. Okay. Text 13, I'm sorry.
Sarve hyami vidikaras tavasatva dhamno Brahma dayo vayam ivesha nachodvi Nachodvijantaha Kshemaya Bhutaya Vutatma Sukhaya Chasya Vikriditam Bhagavato Ruchiravatarai Sarve hiyami vidikaras tavasatva dhamno Brahma dayo vayam ivesha nachoda vijanta Kshemaya bhutaya vutatma sukhaya chasya Vikriditam Bhagavato Ruchiravatarai Sarve hiyami vidikarastavasatva dhamno Brahma dayo vayam ivesha nachodvijantaha Kshemaya bhutaya utatma sukhaya chasya
विक्रीडितां भगवतो रुचिरावतारै सर्वे यामि विकरास्तव सत्त्वधाम्नो ब्रह्मादयो वयमिवेश न चोद्विजन्तः क्षेमाय भूतय उतात्मसुखाय चास्य विक्रीडितां भगवतो रुचिरावतारै सर्वे ह्यमि विधिकरस्तव सत्त्वधाम्नो ब्रह्मादयो वयमिवेश न चोद्विजन्तः क्षेमाय भूतय उतात्मसुखाय चास्य विक्रीडितां भगवतो रुचिरावतारै सर्वे ह्यमि विधिकरास्तव सत्त्वधाम्नो ब्रह्मादयो वयमिवेश न चोद्विजन्तः क्षेमाय भूतय उतात्मसुखाय चास्य विक्रीडितां भगवतो रुचिरावतारै सर्वे यमि विधिकरास्तव सत्त्वधाम्नो ब्रह्मादयो वयमिवेश न चोद्विजन्तः क्षेमाय भूतय उतात्मसुखाय चास्य विक्रीडितां भगवतो रुचिरावतारै सर्वे
ऑल ही सर्टनली अमी दीज विधिकराः एग्जीक्यूटर्स ऑफ ऑर्डर्स तवा योर सत्वधाम्नः बीइंग ऑलवेज सिचुएटेड इन द ट्रांसेंडेंटल वर्ल्ड Brahma Adayaha, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Vayam, we, Iva, like, Isha, O my Lord, Na, not, Cha, and, would vijantaha, who are afraid of your fearful appearance. Kshemaya, for the protection. Bhutaye, for the increase. Uta, it is said. Atmasukhaya, for personal satisfaction by such pastimes. Cha, also, asya, of this material world. vikriditam, manifested, bhagavataha, of your lordship, ruchira, very pleasing, avatarai, by your incarnations. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O my Lord, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma are sincere servants of your lordship who are situated in a transcendental position. Therefore, they are not like us, Prahlad and his father, the demon Hiranyakashipu. Your appearance in this fearsome form is a pastime for your own pleasure. Such an incarnation is always meant for the protection and improvement of the universe. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to assert that his father and the other members of his family were all unfortunate because they were demoniac, whereas the devotees of the Lord are always fortunate because they are always ready to follow the orders of the Lord. When the Supreme Lord appears in this material world, in his various incarnations, he performs two functions, saving the devotee and vanquishing the demon, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya chadushkritam. Lord Nrisimhadeva, for example, appeared for the protection of his devotee. Such pastimes as those of Nrisimhadev are certainly not meant to create a fearful situation for the devotees, but nonetheless, the devotees, being very simple and faithful, were afraid of the fierce incarnation of the Lord. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, in the following prayer, requests the Lord to give up his anger. I'm sorry, I'm pausing because trying to see if I should cover the verses that were supposed to be covered today also. I will read the translations of next few verses. Text 14. My Lord Nrisimhadev, please therefore cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. Purport. The most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion, and therefore everyone was happy. Now, there was no need for the Lord to be angry. The devotees can always remember the form of Nrisimhadev when they are in danger, and therefore the appearance of Nrisimhadev was not at all inauspicious. The Lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees. I think I will go a little slowly for the next two verses because it's difficult for me to keep everything in context. Omagyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mahyam Nadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದಿನತಾರಿಣಂ. So thank you all for joining us for this morning Bhagavatam discussion. We are reading from seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then the chapter is titled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with His Prayers. We read so far how Lord Narasimhadev has killed and removed the obstacle in the path of Prahlad Maharaj, his own father, Hiranyakashipu. And he protected Prahlad. And the Lord was very angry. He was not pacifiable by anybody. So different personalities, even after killing the demon, the Lord was still angry. So different personalities try to approach the Lord and pacify with their prayers. And different people offer different prayers in different circumstances. Somebody may offer prayers because they are in danger, which is a common occurrence or situation. Some people may offer prayers because they want to glorify somebody, or they want to, it may be mixed, it may have some effect that I want something out of it. Because when we try to praise somebody, we have a feeling that I need something in return, or I want my desires fulfilled. And some people may praise because they love that person very much, out of affection. And some people may praise or glorify because that person has, somebody may have upset that person. They have upset that person. So they'll try to console, or they'll try to please, appease that personality. It's common, like when we do some mistake or when we offend somebody, then try to go to that person and speak in a very mild and gentle language and very, whatever, polite manner, and try to please them, because we know that we have offended, we have caused anger. So this is transcendental anger the Lord is exhibiting. And different personalities, the demigods, who are not ordinary personalities at all, Shiva, Lakshmi Devi, Brahma, they're Narada Muni, they're all approaching the Lord and offering the prayers. And eventually and finally, they all ask, Brahma asks Prahlad Maharaj to approach Narasimhadev, and Prahlad Maharaj approaches. And last week, Nityananda Pran Prabhu was explaining that it's the utmost form of humility we can see, these prayers. The prayers of Prahlad Maharaj that he is using to glorify the Lord are an example or exhibition of his own humility. And we can see that in this verse, the dainya quality. Without the humility, we cannot approach the Lord. Without humility, we cannot approach the holy name. Without the humility, we cannot approach the devotees of the Lord. And here is an example of how we can achieve, or at least follow the example of such humility personified. So in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is praying, Sarve Hyami Vidikaras Tavasatva Dhamno. So whatever these personalities, who are those? Brahmadaya Vayam Ivesha Nachod Vijantaha. Starting from Brahma,
ఎట్సెట్రా బ్రహ్మ నారద శివ లక్ష్మీదేవి దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ సత్వ ధామ్నో దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ సత్వ ప్యూర్ గుడ్నెస్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ మిక్స్డ్ అండ్ ధామ్ వి హర్డ్ దట్ వర్డ్ ధామ్ వి హియర్ దట్ వర్డ్ రిపీటెడ్లీ ధామ్ మీన్స్ ద అబోర్డ్ ద ప్లేస్ సత్వధామ్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ విథిన్ ది మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద నేచర్ విథిన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఆర్ విథిన్ ద త్రీ వరల్డ్స్ యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్ ది అప్పర్ వరల్డ్ ద మిడిల్ అండ్ ద లోయర్ సత్వ ప్లానెట్స్ ఆర్ అబౌవ్ దీస్ త్రీ సో దీస్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ ఆర్ ఆర్డినరీ దేర్ బ్రహ్మ ఎట్సెట్రా దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ దట్ ప్లాట్ఫామ్ క్షేమాయ భూతయ ఉతాత్మ సుఖాయ చాస్య సో ద లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ హిజ్ ఫెరోషియస్ ఫార్మ్ ఫర్ వన్ పర్పస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ టు డ్రైవ్ అవే ది ఇన్నోసెంట్ పీపుల్ టు స్కేర్ దమ్ ఆఫ్ బట్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దెమ్ క్షేమ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత చాప్టర్ 9 ఐ థింక్ టెక్స్ట్ 22 Krishna speaks that he is the protector and he is the maintainer. That verse is Ananyas Chintayantamam Yojana Pariyupasate Tesham Nityabhiyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. So the Kshema is the real protection of Krishna. We don't get protection from anything else in the world. If we have a certain hope that we will get some protection from something, we will get some protection from somebody who is in this world, or mundane, it's a false proposition. Real kshema can only be offered by Krishna. In India, there is this big campaign. These days I think there are multiple, but there used to be this big campaign because there was only one insurance agency at that time, old days, like 20 years ago or so, the Life Insurance Corporation. So they used to have this slogan, catch line, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham, to propagate that we are going to take care of your yoga and kshema, your maintenance and protection. By how? If you invest, or if you take a policy premium from us, then when something happens to your house, your car, your building, or yourself, your health, then we will protect you. So scripture can be used in different ways by say, different people, different agencies, different organizations. So they used to have this campaign, and I never knew the Bhagavad Gita slokas, but it's bombardment in the TV, in the newspapers, everywhere, this slogan, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. And I never knew that this was a word spoken by Krishna at that time. We thought, some Sanskrit words, something, and what is the meaning? Somebody told me, oh, this is what it means. But then they didn't tell me that it's a words from Bhagavad Gita. After reading Bhagavad Gita, I came to know, oh, this is this is actually stolen by the people, those insurance people. So that's the real protection. The real protection can come from Krishna, not ordinary people. So the Lord has appeared in the fearsome form because it's for his own pleasure. It is his leela. The Lord doesn't have to do anything. He does not have to go to work from 8 to 5 or whatever time it is, like any of us. Or he doesn't have to do a particular task because he's obliged. He doesn't have a boss to report to. What have you done this week? No. He is the boss, the real boss. He doesn't owe anybody anything that he has to do, oh, because I need to get out of this debt. He doesn't have any obligation or duty. So whatever he does, it's his pastime or leela or play. The Lord is Lila Purusha. He is the personification of pastimes, or he is always taking pleasure in his play or pastimes. And in his play or pastimes, he may use some of the devotees who are surrendered to show something to us. Prahlad Maharaj was never afraid of the different ways his father tried to torture him. So for him, it's not like the Lord has to do something in the form of Hiranyakashipu, Narasimhadev, to kill Hiranyakashipu, but it is for his own pleasure. The Lord's desire is to protect, and also his desire is to show some pastime. So he appears. So in purport, Prabhupada discusses that the mood of Prahlad Maharaj very briefly. Prahlad Maharaj never forgot where he came from. He always remembered his roots. This is one of the very important qualities of a humble person, that they remember where they were before. No matter how they grow in life, a humble person always remembers where they have come from. They don't forget their roots. And he's always a transcendental person, has always been a transcendental person, but still he is remembering that, oh, these personalities that are so exalted here, they're all assembled here. And whereas, what is our qualification? Our as in mine and my father. He is feeling like that because he is a real or a pure devotee. That qualification or the quality of devotion of that's intrinsic is the humility. So he is feeling that, what is our qualification? Where have we come from? We are demoniac family. And the Prabhupada is nicely explaining the difference between the devotees and the demons, or the fortunate and the unfortunate. What is anybody's fortune? Having some big bungalows, having some big cars, having some nice wealth or some security. What is fortune? Real fortune is Krishna consciousness. And real fortune is to have those in our lives who are guiding us on the path of Krishna consciousness. The bhagya, Bhagavan is the, bhag means the opulences. And those who have the Bhagavan's protection are bhagyavan, are the most fortunate. And how does the Lord's protection come? The Lord's protection can come in many ways. He can directly come and protect us, which he did in the case of so many devotees. And he can come through his representatives. He can come through his messages, the scripture. He can come, he can appear in our heart through the holy name. Different ways of looking at that fortune. We have every day so many ways we are receiving that fortune. We are empowered to receive that fortune by Srila Prabhupada. It was his compassion, which we will kind of touch upon in the next verse. Although I think I'm supposed to, I think, go 14, 15, 16. And I think I didn't plan accordingly, so I'm reading this verse and discussing this, and then after this I will, I think, only touch upon 14th verse. So it's the purpose of the Lord's appearance is discussed again in this purport. For those two, paritranaya sadhanam vinachayasha dushkrutam. So the protection of the sadhus and dushkruti is to remove them. And For Prahlad Maharaj's protection, he appeared. And what Prabhupada is emphasizing here is that such pastimes as those of Nrisimhadeva are certainly meant to create a fearful situation for the devotees, but nonetheless, the devotees, being very simple and faithful, were afraid of the fierce... were afraid of the fierce incarnation of the Lord. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, in the following prayer, requests the Lord to give up his anger. So it's not easy to see that form of the Lord. And in the next verse, he is requesting, how? My Lord Nrisimhadev, please therefore cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear. So in this purport, Prabhupada is saying, most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. So what is it with the snakes and scorpions? Has anyone seen either of these or both of these in real life? Snakes and scorpions, yes. Mostly, yeah, many of us have seen, yes. What is it about these two particular living entities that's so... That's right. They attack without provocation. And they are somewhere in Prabhupada's purport, it's mentioned that it's snake is very envious. Their nature is that they have no quality other than envious. I mean, that's their quality. Imagine a person who has... of course, they say that the snake has only poison in its tail, but a person has a snake throughout the body. So, which is what this personality, Hiranyakashipu, was. He has poison. What is that poison? Envy towards the personality of Godhead. He could not tolerate praising of Krishna. He could not tolerate anything that's related to Krishna consciousness. Because he was always envious, jealousy. That's the poison. And Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared and he removed that poison. He removed that envy from his heart. He killed and he liberated that person. And for small children, it's very, very pleasing to see the form of the Lord. But for demons, they flee, just like in the previous verse it said, like elephants flee when they see a lion. Lion charges in the jungle roaring, and all sorts of animals, even the big, huge elephants, they run hither and thither. They cannot see the anger, or they cannot withstand seeing the anger of a lion, because lion is the king of the jungle, and not just king, but ferocious animal. And Lord has appeared in half lion and half man form, transcendental form. So the sadhus are not envious, yet they take pleasure. One time, a sadhu and his disciple were walking, and where they were going to take a bath in a river. And at the river ghat, or the step where they are trying to take a bathing, they see a scorpion that's trying to swim across to the shore and to the step, but it's so slippery that it's falling repeatedly. It's trying to climb, it's falling, trying to climb up the step, falling in the river. So the spiritual master sighed, and the disciple also sighed, the sadhu and the disciple. And first the disciple didn't touch it, and the sadhu also didn't touch it. And then he sighed. He felt compassionate. So what he did was he took a palm of water along with that scorpion and tried to bring it close, walked across the river and then walked away from the river and tried to bring it close to the shore, and then he dropped it on the sand. And then he saw his skin, his palm, blood coming out. So the disciple asked, "What happened?" He said, "It bit me." And the disciple asked, "You know that it's going to bite. What did you do?" The sadhu said that it is the envious nature because of which the scorpion bit me, and it is my nature to protect it. So that's the compassion of a sadhu, knowing that we are going to bite, they're still protect, or knowing that we have that poisonous qualities, knowing that we have that envy, knowing that we have the jealousy, knowing that we have the six types of anarthas, they protect. That's the quality of real persons who are situated on the transcendental platform. It's one time Prabhupada was with his disciple. I heard this pastime. I read about it that somewhere in some tropical nation, I guess, and he was sitting in the like a deck of that house and like a beach front house or something. Some devotee was hosting Prabhupada, and our Prabhupada was staying there. And then I think maybe it's Hawaii or somewhere. In any case, the devotee, the disciple, is sitting at the feet of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was sitting in a chair and chanting or something, and talking actually. And then at the feet of Prabhupada and on the floor, on the deck, there is a slug, there is a small insect that's crawling slowly, slowly, slowly. And it's very disgusting slug. And certain insects are very not so good looking, and it was one of those which was not very good looking insect, crawling creature. And the disciple tried to run away or push it away or something, and then Prabhupada stopped him. And then he asked very gently, "Chant for that poor guy." So that disciple started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's the compassion. They don't take pleasure in some demon being killed or because we all have our demon-like qualities in our hearts. In this pastime, clearly though, it was exemplified that the Lord can do anything if He desires. And the most important thing that I heard from when we approach from this pastime, Lord Narasimhadev, that those qualities which are like demons in our heart, that's the protection we need from Narasimhadev, to remove those demon-like qualities, because with them we cannot survive. With those demons, they're always attacking. We know the purpose of life. We know the goal of life. We know what we are supposed to do. But we are still weak because we are under constant pressure from those very six qualities which are attacking. So when we take shelter of Lord Narasimhadev, He gives us the protection to remove those obstacles, to remove those anarthas, the demons, from our heart. And then that's the protection that He gives, the real kshema, kshemaya adaya. The real protection that He gives is to reinstate our Krishna consciousness, and that's our fortunate position. When He establishes, when we take a step towards Krishna, and our heart is cleansed, the position of Krishna consciousness. So I think I will stop there and see if there is any discussion, comments. So I have covered text 13 and 14. Any comments? Nothing? You have something? It's a mistake. Oh, he's...
Okay, this is a very interesting question. It's somewhat related. So just because we have a little time. When certain individuals, they seem to have problems, serious problems, sometimes there's a... conception that they're being influenced by demoniac spirits, or it could just be their own psychological nature.
Sure.
Yeah, are there any references to this in Vedic literature? Just because you're describing Nrsingadev removing the demons inside. Obviously, we don't refer necessarily to some type of maybe
but, can you
demon
repeat
within.
The last...
We don't. When you said Nrsingadev removes the demons within, you didn't necessarily mean like a demoniac entity, but there are instances where people can have being possessed, being influenced by other beings. Is that mentioned to your knowledge at all in the Vedas, or how that can be understood?
I think what you're referring to is like when people act like they're possessed, correct? I don't know of any scriptural references in Ramayana or Mahabharata or even. Although, like, there is some remotely something that we hear in Prabhupada's biography when Bhaktivinoda Thakur has, like, this Falgu Baba reference. Have you heard of the Falgu Baba? Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in West Bengal. There was this Falgu Baba. Who is a Baba in those days, and who was cheating people, saying that he has powers, and he has some mystic powers. He has some yoga siddhi or something, but he was misusing and abusing them to manipulate people. So the people would, if somebody would say something, then he would manipulate in such a way that those people will feel sick or something, and they will act like possessed. So I have not read or heard. Of course, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur sees him, and he so says that, and he pretends to be as a god man. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur knows that this is bogus, and he tries to put him in prison, and then he shaves his hair, because all his powers were in his hair. He has like big curls, long curls of hair. So he shaves his head, and then that's it, his powers are gone. So that's a remote reference that I can think of. Other than that, I know who I have seen in real life, people who act in a different way when they are possessed. But with respect to scripture, I have not heard or read.
I recall also the story of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, where a ghost was kept attacking one of his disciples at night. And every night he would come through the window, and the disciple would wake up yelling and screaming. So one time Bhaktisiddhanta came, and that night the ghost started coming. Bhaktisiddhanta said, Hare Krishna. and the ghost immediately took off. So we hear that by the chanting of the holy name, it's so auspicious it removes ghosts and evil spirits.
Sure,
actually.
Sure.
So
sure.
Perhaps intensified chanting.
Sure.
64 rounds minimum if one is being influenced adversely.
Yeah, why not? We're experiencing so much bliss already with 16. Why not 64? Four times. Yes. Any other comments? Okay. Thank you all for your time and tolerating me. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.